Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, my people. Good morning. Black Congressional Black Caucus, AOC, kicks off today. Lots of sessions. I've got about three today. What's up, Jay? What's going on? Looking forward to it. Talking about a variety of issues. I'll keep you guys abreast of what's shaking. We'll be tweeting, of course, about it. So looking forward to that. Dealt with black wealth last night. Tom, while everybody's been focused this week talking about Mitt Romney and, you know, his 47% comment and the election here, Reverend Jesse Jackson spent some time in Gambia, in the Gambia this week, securing the release of two American prisoners there. And he joins us right now to give us a breakdown on what this whole issue. Reverend Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Roland and Tom and the family.
So you flew over to the Gambia, and these two Americans were locked up there in prison, looking at a long time of jail time. You were able to bring them home.
Well, actually, what happened, 4 to 6 were on death row, and he killed 9 Thursday night a week ago and was scheduled to kill 37 more.
You say he, the president of Gambia?
Indeed, President Zuma. So they wanted, he said they earned it. And so I immediately called his office and sought to meet with him through his foreign minister. And I met him over a period of time. He told me he would allow me to come and meet with him to make the plea. So the first victory was he put on indefinite moratorium. The 37 who were expected to die will now live. A. B, there were a significant number who were imprisoned, 2 Americans, and 2 Gambians were set free. One of the American Gambians was a University of Tennessee professor. One is a Desert Storm warrior. And so then that was their families that we hooked up in Gambia at the airport. And from Brussels on to the U.S. Justice for the first time for one of them in 7 years is with their family today. And one was scheduled for 20 years in jail, one for lifetime.
Oh, that's beautiful. What did the Secretary of State or the State Department do about this situation?
Well, I don't know. It's interesting that the ambassador had reached out, but we can't very well challenge people on capital punishment when we're the leading capital punishment nation in the earth. When you kill Troy Davis and kill people in Texas almost at will, it seems, then we don't have the moral authority to really speak to the issue. We can just kind of hope and pray. We speak about unnecessary jailing. Some of Americans in jail who are innocent. It just kind of shows that we become kind of morally bankrupt abroad, but our policies at home often so misguided related to killing people sometimes who are innocent and jailing so many who are innocent. And so he was cooperative, but he did not have an argument to make with them. And so President Johnson made it clear that they've been released in my custody because of our long-term relationship. And I felt that going there was worth the risk. And man, to see this man and his wife and their 2 boys began to embrace and cry is like too much to take. And, of course, University of Tennessee professor meets with his wife as of last night. So it's a big deal, really.
Good job.
Now, you said they were there 7 years?
Well, one was in jail. Johnny was there for 7 years, or already served 7 years. And the other one, University of Tennessee professor, was scheduled to serve a lifetime. He'd been there for a year and a half. So they were told about 6 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, you're leaving. You're out of jail, and you can go back to your cell and get your clothes. They left and put their hat on. They didn't go back to get their shoes. They wore shower slippers all the way. They didn't go back to get their shoes.
I understand.
They left everything in the cell. They came straight to the airport.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Roland, why hasn't the media made this a big deal? I've seen very little about this. Seen and read and heard very little about this.
It's interesting that Fox News covered it the most. They sent a report of Fox News there. CNN picked up some of the report from Fox, but there has been no further amplification by the State Department or by the other news media.
Well, I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised because here you're dealing with 2 individuals in an African country. And frankly, for mainstream media, that is utterly irrelevant.
For Asian countries, it's a big deal, but for African countries, it's not. I mean, like when the President Clinton went over to retrieve those journalists, but this is not a big deal? Curious.
There you go. That's also happened when you have very few black folks who are in decision-making positions at these networks who also can make that call.
Right.
I think if the State Department amplified, that would help as well.
Yeah.
But our own embassy could not get off the dime, and fortunately, in the end, they were very helpful. But it says a lot about, you know, in the end, foreign policy is the one not just because you have might, because you're right. And our own capital punishment programs here and our own long-term jail sentences for innocent people that three strikes you're out has an impact upon the whole world.
Great point. Reverend Jackson, we certainly appreciate it. Congratulations.
Celebrate.
Good job, sir. Thanks a bunch.